Now, business news, Charles Pellegrin is here today. We're beginning with more legal trouble for the tech giant Google.
Mm-hmm. A U.S. Federal court has told the company to pay $425 million for breaching users' privacy by collecting data from millions of them after they'd turned off a tracking feature in their Google accounts. The jury in the case found the company liable to two of three claims of privacy violations, but said it had not acted with malice. The lawsuit was brought by a group covering 98 million users on 174 million devices and seeking more than $31 billion in damages. The Mountain View, California company responded by saying the decision misunderstands how their products work and that they will appeal. This fine comes a day after Google had received good news in a separate case when a judge ruled it did not have to sell off its Chrome browser in spite of having been judged to have a monopoly on the search business.
Well, really at the heart of these cases are the infamous cookies, of course, that collect data about user online activity. They're also the reason that Google is facing a fine here in France, too.
Mm-hmm. These cookies, which are saved to browsers by websites, are essential for online advertising and the business model of large platforms. But the rules governing their use can be very strict, especially in Europe. France's CNIL, the country's data privacy watchdog, issued one of its biggest ever fines against Google this Wednesday, 325 million euros. This because it judged that the U.S. group failed to secure users' free and informed consent for advertising cookies. This is the third such fine issued by the watchdog against Google because of its use of cookies. The two previous fines were worth 100 million euros and 150 million euros in 2020 and 2021, respectively. Chinese fast fashion giant Shein was also targeted by the French agency over the same concerns. It faces a $150 million euro fine.
Still can't stop thinking about biscuits when you talk about cookies. But anyway, next, a legal battle. This is over US President Donald Trump's signature trade policy. It's headed to the nation's top court, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. As expected, the Trump administration has appealed to the US Supreme Court to overturn a lower court's decision last week that the majority of Trump's tariffs on foreign goods are, in fact, illegal. That ruling from the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals found that the president cannot use an obscure 1977 law previously used mostly for imposing sanctions on America's enemies to impose sweeping import duties on its allies. Trump's lawyers are now requesting an expedited decision from the nine-member Supreme Court. Brian Quinn has the latest.
The stakes in this case could not be higher. Lawyers for the Trump administration underlined the potential impact as they asked the U.S. Supreme Court to save the president's signature economic policy.
If we didn't have tariffs, we would be a very poor nation, and we would be taken advantage of by every other nation in the world, friend and foe. We're not going to let that happen. I think it's one of the most important cases I've ever seen go before the Supreme Court of the U.S.
On April 2nd, calling it Liberation Day, Trump unveiled sweeping tariffs on nearly all U.S. trading partners, a 10% baseline plus reciprocal duties aimed at countering foreign trade barriers on American goods and reducing the U.S.'s trade deficits. But tariffs are taxes paid by American importers, and under the U.S. Constitution, the power of taxation lies with Congress, not the president. A dozen states and five small businesses quickly sued. Last week, they won as a U.S. federal district court ruled the tariffs illegal. Trump claims that the International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977 gives him the authority he needs. The IEEPA does grant the president wide economic policy latitude, but only in a national emergency to face an unusual or extraordinary threat. It's traditionally been used to impose sanctions and export controls on America's enemies. Nowhere does it mention tariffs. If the Supreme Court rules against the administration, recent trade deals struck with the EU, UK, Japan, and others could be at risk, and the US could be forced to pay back billions in tariffs already collected.
Brian Quinn there with that report. Quick markets update to finish off now.
Obviously, investors will be eyeing any developments on that tariff court case with huge implications for global trade and financial markets, bond markets as well. But European equities starting this Thursday mixed. The FTSE in London, though, is slightly in the red, down 0.2%. No major earnings to report this Thursday.
Sean, thanks very much. Charles Pellegrin with Business on France 24.